Hi, Sander. How are you? But before I let you like that? Before I let you answer, I just want to say that Sander Flaum, in addition to all of his other wonderful things, is the author with Michelle Flaum of Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. Book is available on Amazon, and it is quite useful as someone who has read it. So just want to mention that. Now I will say, hi, Sander, how are you?
Good morning, and thank you very much for that nice endorsement of the book. Thank you.
You are most welcome. And top business leaders spend 5 hours per week doing deliberate learning.
Yes.
So, Mr. Gates, what is your five-hour rule? I want Mr. Zuckerberg.
Well, we're going to discuss Mr. Gates plus some other leaders that we know. But, Jill, do you remember when you were walking down Fifth Avenue and you stopped someone on the street and said, how do I get to Carnegie Hall?
And they said, practice.
And the stranger said, practice, practice, practice.
Absolutely.
That walk you had? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Anyway, so let's talk about practice, deliberate practice. So this is an interview by Michael Simmons. It's Michael Simmons, a great author. I've read his stuff before. He writes for Fortune. He writes for the Harvard Business Review. And he did a piece on some leaders who practice this 5-hour rule, Bill Gates being, of course, one of them. So very interesting, this whole concept of practice, practice, practice. Millennials, this is really for you, young people, because you don't do enough of this deliberate practice. So I'm at the Cantor Fitzgerald, the big conference. By the way, Obama spoke there yesterday. I'm sorry, spoke the day before at the Cantor Fitzgerald conference. And you listen to the researchers in the oncology space, the diabetes space, the HIV space. And you listen to them and how long it took them to develop the compounds that are about to be on the market. They'll be on the market shortly, within 6 months to a year. But the years they spent working on it, you know, and it just opens up a whole other thing about the five-hour rule. So let's go into the five-hour rule a little bit and see what we all can get out of it. So we're going to talk a little bit about Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Oprah, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett. They all were interviewed for this story, and they all practice the five-hour rule, which is it falls into three buckets: reading, reflection, and experimentation. Okay, so number one in the five-hour rule, Jill, is read. So according to a story, an article, I should say, in the Harvard Business Review recently, the founder of Nike, Phil Knight, so reveres his library, he's an avid reader, that in it you have to take off your shoes and bow to all the books in there. Oprah, she credits books, her reading, for much of her success. She says, and let me quote her, books were my path to personal freedom. So she has shared her reading habit with the world via the Oprah Book Club. And, you know, those two are not alone. Consider some of the habits of other entrepreneurs who are now billionaires. Warren Buffett says he spends 5 to 6 hours per day reading 5 newspapers and 500 pages of corporate reports. 5 newspapers, 500 pages of corporate reports. Bill Gates, in his interview, reads 50 books a year. That's almost a book a week. Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, of course, Facebook, reads at least 1 book every 2 weeks. And Elon Musk the Tesla genius, grew up reading two books a day, according to an interview with Elon's brother, and the entrepreneur, the basketball head, Mark Cuban, reads more than 3 hours per day, every day. Arthur Blank, who I happen to know, he's in the same organization as I am, but the founder of Home Depot and owner of the Atlanta Falcons, reads every day a minimum of 2 hours. 2 hours a day minimum, says. David Rubenstein, the billionaire entrepreneur. Listen to this. David Rubenstein reads six books per week. Six books per week. David Hilbert, the billionaire and owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, reads 2 hours per day. So, very interesting. The reading and reflection. So, you know, you will find, and of course, these are older people I've just quoted, right? You don't find young people reading. I think I told you in the morning in the gym when I'm there, reading on the bike. I'm the only one other person my age has a newspaper, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. No one else is reading. The young people, they don't have hard copies. Everything is online. Are they reading? No. They're seeing music and they're doing texts. So I hope we have some of our millennial listeners listening to this, how important it is. Number one, read to learn. Deliberate practice. So number two.
Can I just ask a quick question about that? And presumably some of them are reading online, yes? I mean, yeah. The online version of, but what I was going to ask is, the people that you mentioned, are they reading books, do you think, or are they reading from screen? Just because the brain responds so differently to both.
Yeah. Well, when I look at some of the stuff they're reading online, when I kind of can peek over on the bike next, I'm from my left and to my right, no, they're not reading, they're texting.
Okay.
They're texting. That's what they're doing. They're not reading. And if you ask them, okay, can you name some members of the Trump cabinet, like who is the Secretary of State? Who is the Secretary of Commerce? You know, they look at you like,
yeah, why does it matter?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a headline. I remember somebody telling me, well, I just pay attention to the headlines. Like, oh, that's comforting.
So yeah, so we're hoping that deliberate practice, be wiser and smarter, read. Number one, number two, reflect. Okay. So you know, some other times, you know, the 5-hour rule that we're discussing, the 5-hour rule per week, takes the form of reflection and thinking time. So you know, the AOL CEO. Tim Armstrong says he makes his senior team spend 4 hours per week just thinking. Jack Dorsey, LinkedIn, the founder of LinkedIn, does the same thing, a serial wanderer. It's about spending 2 hours a week of just thinking time, just plain thinking time. Brian Scudmore, the founder of O2E Brands, spends 10 hours per week just thinking. Very, very important. So so when Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn, says he needs help thinking through an idea, he calls one of his pals, Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, when billionaire Ray Dalio, was in the press recently, you know, the way he does things, which I don't concur with his people, the rules he makes his people memorize. He makes a mistake. He logs into a system that is public to all employees at the company. He schedules time with his team to find the root cause of any issue. I mean, if you look at the company that Ray Dalio runs, the stock is down, and many of the people are starting to leave his firm because of these rules that he imposed, the memorization rules that you have to memorize, that you have to go after and discuss. So he's in the article, so I mention him. The entrepreneur Sarah Blakely Spandex is a longtime writer. In one interview, she shared that she has over 20 notebooks where she's logged in the terrible things that's happened to her and the gifts that have unfolded because of it as a result. So reflection. Think, you know, do it, lock yourself up in an office and just do it. The third thing, Jill, is called experiment. The five-hour rule takes the form of rapid experimentation. I'll give you an example. There are conferences going on every day. In whatever city you're in, there's always a conference, a speaker, a good speaker, some average speakers. The conferences right now here in New York City, there are four major conferences going on. I'm at the Cantor Fitzgerald conference now, it's experiment, it's learning. Get out there and learn. And here's a quote. You know, throughout his life, Benjamin Franklin spent aside time for experimentation. He set aside time just for experimentation, masterminding with, you know, like-minded individuals, tracking the virtues. The Google folks famously allowed employees to experiment with new projects with 20% of their work time. 20% of Google people spend their time experimenting with new ideas. And Facebook encourages experimentation through something called hack-a-months. So they do the same thing. Zuckerberg is very, very smart that way. And an example that all of us remember, or some of us remember, the experimentation might be done by Thomas Edison. Even though he was a genius, he approached new inventions with humility. He would identify, this is Thomas Edison, every possible solution and then systematically test each one of them. According to one of his biographers, quote, although he understood the theories of his day, he found them useless in solving unknown problems. You know, he took the approach that his competitor, Nikola Tesla, had to say about this trial and approach. If Edison had to find a needle in a haystack, he would not stop to reason where it was most likely to be. He would proceed at once with the feverish diligence of the bee to examine straw after straw until he found the object of his search. A great compliment to him. So that's a little bit about the importance of deliberate practice, and it's really terribly important to focus, and be passionate and paranoid about learning. Never stop. Read, reflect, and experiment, Jill, if you want to move on, if you want to move forward. Well, just a little bit about the learning day, a learning day.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.